Hi everybody and welcome back to this week's edition of Property Chat. This week we're talking about Section 24, the tax changes which are going to impact landlords massively, those that have mortgages and those on a higher rate of tax particularly. So what does it mean? Well, by next year you'll no longer be able to deduct gross mortgage payment costs against tax. So in effect, what the Chancellor is doing is taxing rental on turnover rather than on profit. Top accountants Smith and Williamson say that any landlord whose mortgage interest is 75% of their rental income net of expenses will see all of their returns wiped out. So this is massive. Now, as the government don't actually know how many landlords will be affected due to a complete lack of assessment or study prior to implementation, this is going to be massively bad for the rental sector. And when I say bad, it's going to be tenants that are affected. Of course, we know that Ireland did the same thing, lost so many landlords that last year they repealed Section 24. Why didn't the government see this? Well, no doubt history will look back on Brexit and blame that. But the reality is this is an ignorant move which will inevitably result in homelessness and rent increases. As far as the various options that are being suggested, there's no easy way to get out of this, as it were. There are various options available to you. What you could do if you have a larger portfolio is perhaps sell some of the properties in order to remove mortgages on others. You could put all of the properties into a company where interest payments are 100% allowable against tax. But the problem with that is at that point you would incur stamp duty, land tax possibly, and also possibly capital gains as well. So you may be taxed twice just to get those things in there. Our advice is speak to your tax accountants or advisors and make sure that you understand fully what the implications of Section 24 are. Otherwise, it's going to be a big shock to you. It probably does involve some restructuring of your portfolio, certainly for a larger landlord. If you're a 40 or 45% taxpayer, the effects are really large. For those that don't have mortgages on the properties that they're renting out, then the effect is nil. For those using a limited company, the effect is nil. But our advice is seek more help from your accountants now so that you're prepared for the massive changes afoot. Very frustrating, I know. Will it be repealed? A lot of people are asking, will it be changed? There was a big campaign to axe the tenant tax. It hasn't had an impact as yet. Will it change things? I don't think so. I think the government is so wrapped up in Brexit that they're not going to see this until it's far too late. And the resultant homelessness and increases in rents will only then start to see the government perhaps reacting. But I think that's many years down the road and kicked into the long grass because of Brexit. So I hope this is helpful, not great news, I know, but be interested to see your comments on this video and we'll speak to you again next week.